Okay, politicians rarely like the coverage they get from the media. And that includes Senator Bernie Sanders, who's apparently not very happy with coverage from The Washington Post about his presidential candidacy so far. Listen to what he said yesterday in New Hampshire.
Anybody here know how much Amazon paid in taxes last year?
Yep.
See, and I talk about that all of the time. And then I wonder why The Washington Post, which is owned by Jeff Bezos, who owns Amazon, doesn't write particularly good articles about me. I don't know why.
NPR's senior political editor and correspondent Domenico Montanaro tells us that there's a bit of history between Sanders and Amazon. Hey, Domenico.
Hey there.
So what started all of this?
Well, look, Sanders has continuously made an example of Amazon on the campaign trail. He's blasted the company for what you hear in that clip, which is for not paying much, if anything, in taxes. Sanders has also criticized Amazon for what he says is not paying a, quote, living wage to its workers. His push actually got Amazon in part to increase their minimum wage to $15 an hour last October. But since then, the Post reported on a labor dispute within the Sanders campaign. Its unionized workers want better pay and benefits.
So what's been the response from the Post?
Well, the Post editor, Marty Baron, put out a statement and said that Bezos does not influence the newspaper's coverage and accused Sanders of peddling a, quote, conspiracy theory, which is not something you usually hear from a newspaper editor about a presidential campaign. And he said that Sanders is part of a large club of politicians who are upset about coverage every day. Now, Sanders today pivoted, saying it was more a general criticism of corporate-owned media and that his concern wasn't exactly that he thought Bezos was on the phone every day with its editors at the Post.
That phrase, large club of politicians, we know who Barron's probably referring to.
In part, yes. And what that certainly perked the ears up of a lot of political reporters. And also Sanders' statement certainly echoes a lot of what we've heard from President Trump. Take a listen to what the president told reporters at the White House while standing in front of the presidential helicopter, Marine One.
So I think it's a horrible thing when a paper, which is really just a paper for the benefit of Amazon, the Washington Post, is fake news, just like the New York Times is fake news. It's put there for the benefit, the Washington Post, of Amazon. That's my opinion, and I think it's a disgrace.
Of course, Bezos owns the Post and is also the founder and CEO of Amazon, which is the link here. Trump has repeatedly criticized the Post and tied it to Amazon. He's actually done it more than 30 times on Twitter, where he's linked the two together. Obviously, you know, this is a major deal on the campaign trail, and especially because campaigns always work the refs, right? I mean, what was different here was not just echoing the president's language, but also accusing a mainstream news outlet's owner of influencing coverage, which of course Sanders walked back. And that's the kind of thing that really does misinform the public, which is already pretty distrustful of the media, about how good outlets do their jobs and safeguards that are put in place.
That's NPR's Domenico Montanaro. Thanks, Domenico.
You're so welcome.